Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Monday, April 18, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Sri Lanka's anti-conversion bill could be trouble. Chinese Radio Bible allies celebrate a ministry milestone, and a child ministry project is in danger. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where anti-conversion legislation's been reintroduced and it could have a profound impact. There's concern that the bill could target missionaries and faith-based humanitarian aid workers. Klaus Brobel is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada and says the Buddhists want to stop the evangelism, so things like
handing out tracts, portion of the Bible, all these things are seen as being proselytizing. So it would have a tremendous impact on the Christian community. And many people could be jailed, could be fined, could be harassed. There's all sorts of things that might happen.
Sri Lanka's parliament is expected to vote on the law sometime in the next couple of weeks. Brobel is urging believers not only to pray, but also to speak up about what's happening.
Pray that God will prevent this from happening, that the pressure will be enough. The fact that the bill was withdrawn last year to be reintroduced is a sign that pressure does work.
Next, the International Bible Society is celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Chinese Radio Bible Project. IBS's Peter Bradley says it's a partnership with Faith Comes by Hearing and Transworld Radio. The alliance estimates the project has reached more than 10 million people with the Word of God since the first broadcast.
Most of the listeners are in the rural areas, and of course that's where the high illiteracy rate is in China. That's where it's so difficult to get Bibles into because the distribution network in China in that part of their country is pretty tough.
However, Bradley says the latest reports indicate the project is going well.
That's also where the growth is in Christianity. A huge growth in the number of new believers is in the rural areas, the farmlands. We've been going into China, and we've been actually attending some of the house churches and talking to some of the members of the house churches to find out how the Radio Bible Project is being received.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a people group that worships rocks. They number only about 4,000, and they still haven't heard the good news of Jesus Christ. So New Tribes Mission is making them a priority with their chronological teaching program. New Tribes' Jim Repke says they're called the Naso people. He describes their form of worship.
Ancestral worship that they have a rock that they call their grandma God, and the river is even called their grandma.
Literacy training and Bible translation are currently underway, says Repke.
They've done Old Testament parts of the scripture that we need for teaching, and they finished that, and now they're working on the New Testament, and they should be done with that in a couple of years.
Up to 30 Naso are enthusiastically participating in the New Tribes teaching, which began 2 weeks ago. Pray that many more will participate, and as they do, will understand and eventually follow Christ. Meanwhile, as Kyrgyzstan plans for new elections in July, Christians are praying that bold action by typically peaceful Kyrgyz will encourage believers to be bold in their faith. The Bridge International operated a Bible school there, and many of those graduates are asking believers to pray that the Lord will use the political instability in their country to raise up godly men in leadership who are committed to evangelism. Because of its location, the Bridge believes Kyrgyzstan is strategic to reaching Central Asia with the gospel. And Every Child Ministries is asking for your help. Haven of Hope is ECM's children's home in Ghana. Their construction project is facing a $10,000 shortfall. Workers are building a staff and guest housing unit for long-term missionaries, which will allow their ministry to be more effective. The money needs to be raised by May 28th. Every Child shares Christ with street kids by helping to release child slaves and providing medical care for the sick and handicapped. Go to our website to get connected. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.